Chapter 84. The gentleman replied, in a hurried manner, that he was not conscious of having done so, and begged her to proceed. Part of this, apostrophe said the girl, I have drawn out from other people at the house I tell you of, for I have only seen him twice, and both times he was covered up in a large cloak. I think that's all I can give you to know him by. Stay though, apostrophe she added, upon his throat. So high that you can see a part of it below his neckerchief, when he turns his face. There is apostrophe, a broad red mark, like a burner scald. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the gentleman. How's this? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the girl. You know him? Apostrophe, the young lady uttered a cry of surprise, and for a few moments they were so still, that the listener could distinctly hear them breathe. I think I do, apostrophe said the gentleman, breaking silence. I should by your description. We shall see. Many people are singularly like each other. It may not be the same. Apostrophe, as he expressed himself to this effect, with assumed carelessness, he took a step or two nearer the concealed spy, as the latter could tell from the distinctness with which he heard him mutter, it must be he. Apostrophe, apostrophe, now, apostrophe, he said, returning. So it seemed by the sound. To the spot where he had stood before, you have given us most valuable assistance, young woman, and I wish you to be the better for it. What can I do to serve you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, nothing, apostrophe, replied Nancy. You will not persist in saying that, apostrophe, rejoined the gentleman, with a voice and emphasis of kindness that might have touched a much harder and more obdurate heart. Think now. Tell me. Apostrophe, nothing, sir, apostrophe, rejoined the girl, weeping. You can do nothing to help me. I am past all hope, indeed. Apostrophe, you put yourself beyond its pale, apostrophe, said the gentleman. The past has been a dreary waste with you, of youthful energies misspent, and such priceless treasures lavished, as the Creator bestows, but once and never grants again, but, for the future, you may hope. I do not say, that it is in our power, to offer you peace of heart and mind, for that must come as you seek it, but a quiet asylum, either in England, or, if you fear to remain here, in some foreign country, it is not only within the compass of our ability, but our most anxious wish to secure you. Before the dawn of morning, before this river wakes to the first glimpse of daylight, you shall be placed as entirely beyond the reach of your former associates, and leave as utter an absence of all trace behind you, as if you were to disappear from the earth this moment. Come. I would not have you go back, to exchange one word with any old companion, or take one look at any old haunt, or breathe the very air which is pestilence and death to you. Quit them all, while there is time and opportunity. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she will be persuaded now, apostrophe, cried the young lady. She hesitates, I am sure. Apostrophe, I fear not, my dear, apostrophe, said the gentleman. No, sir, I do not, apostrophe, replied the girl, after a short struggle. I am chained to my old life. I loathe and hate it now, but I cannot leave it. I must have gone too far to turn back, and yet I don't know, for if you had spoken to me so, some time ago, I should have laughed it off. But, apostrophe, she said, looking hastily round, this fear comes over me again. I must go home. Apostrophe, home. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated the young lady, with great stress upon the word. Home, lady, apostrophe, rejoined the girl. To such a home as I have raised for myself with the work of my whole life. Let us part. I shall be watched or seen. Go. Go. If I have done you any service, all I ask is, that you leave me, and let me go my way alone. Apostrophe, it is useless, apostrophe, said the gentleman, with a sigh. We compromise her safety, perhaps, by staying here. We may have detained her longer than she expected already. Apostrophe, yes, yes, apostrophe, urged the girl. You have. Apostrophe, what, apostrophe, cried the young lady. Can be the end of this poor creature's life. Apostrophe apostrophe, what? Apostrophe apostrophe, repeated the girl. Look before you, lady. Look at that dark water. How many times do you read of such as I who spring into the tide, and leave no living thing, to care for, or bewail them? It may be years hence, or it may be only months, but I shall come to that at last. Apostrophe, do not speak thus, pray, apostrophe, returned the young lady, sobbing. It will never reach your ears, dear lady, and God forbid such horrors should. Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied the girl. Good night, good night. Apostrophe, the gentleman turned away. This purse, apostrophe, cried the young lady. Take it for my sake, that you may have some resource in an hour of need and trouble. Apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied the girl. I have not done this for money. Let me have that to think of. And yet give me something, that you have worn. I should like to have something, no, no, not a ring or gloves or handkerchief, anything, that I can keep, as having belonged to you, sweet lady. There. Bless you. God bless you. Good night, good night. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the violent agitation of the girl, and the apprehension of some discovery which would subject her to ill usage and violence, seemed to determine the gentleman to leave her, as she requested. The sound of retreating footsteps were audible, and the voices ceased. The two figures of the young lady and her companion soon afterwards appeared upon the bridge. They stopped at the summit of the stairs. Hark! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the young lady, listening. Did she call? I thought I heard her voice. Apostrophe, no, my love, apostrophe, replied Mr. Brownlow, looking sadly back. She has not moved, and will not till we are gone. Apostrophe, Rosemary lingered, but the old gentleman drew her arm through his, and led her, with gentle force, away. As they disappeared, the girl sunk down nearly at her full length upon one of the stone stairs, and vented the anguish of her heart in bitter tears. After a time she arose, and with feeble and tottering steps ascended the street. The astonished listener remained motionless on his post for some minutes afterwards, and having ascertained, with many cautious glances round him, that he was again alone, crept slowly from his hiding place, and returned, stealthily and in the shade of the wall, in the same manner as he had descended. Peeping out, more than once, when he reached the top, to make sure that he was unobserved, Noah Claypole darted away at his utmost speed, and made for the Jew's house as fast as his legs would carry him. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.